through red and in yours, left hand holding the juice. When that jungle flower blooms, better leave it in the ground or try to cut it out. The creases in your brow ain't 10 lights. Salt water's for my eyes. The sun burns you black and blue on your pretty eyes. Too cold inside of June. That ain't natural. I rebel. This ain't natural. I'll take care. This ain't going well. I'm no match for you. This isn't hard to tell. It ain't going well. When we're under the palm trees, thinking that it was.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we got Tayshawn with us right now. What's happening, man?
What's happening? It's really cold outside, and it's really, really, it's making my ears hurt. Man. So I'm really upset about that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but we got that fire coming out these headphones.
We got a lot of fire coming
so
from
much.
from this guest right here. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
You know what's crazy?
What is crazy?
This is our 100th episode.
Oh, man. We got to give ourselves a little clap. Yeah, everybody got to clap it up. Everybody got to clap it up.
Studio audience.
Exactly.
Yep. Today is January 13th, 2018. Episode 100.
So 13
featuring
is
Noel
our lucky
Poncho,
number.
Featuring Noel Poncho.
It's crazy because 13 is our lucky number, you know what I'm saying?
So far, it has been.
Exactly.
So, Tia couldn't be with us today. She's a scholar first, even though she did promise food, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Sad. Yeah. I also, you know, it's crazy. She had a Dixie Cup sweater last time she came on the air, and I brought mine. And she wasn't able to make it, and I was actually going to make her really happy by, like, showing her my Dixie Cup sweater, and now she's not even here to see it, so I'm sad.
Team Dixie Cup.
Hopefully, Tia's listening from the little airwaves. You know, shout out to Tia.
She's tuned in somewhere.
Hopefully. It'll be
all
right.
She better be.
She better be. It is her job to tune in at all times.
As everyone should. We are live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m., we're missing her badly. I'm seeing Tayshaun's got the whole flyer upside down right now.
Oh, what?
Oh, man. We're every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And you can stream online at LFODradio.com as well, or right on the Facebook page. We're going to have that live once Poncho gets in here if you want video. And if you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us your records. Keep them clean. We'll definitely play them. I'm going through the inbox right now. And if you're tuned in now, Twitter, at @LiveFreeOD Radio.
Yes.
Facebook, Instagram, LFOD Radio.
Yes.
Talk to us. Definitely talk to us. We're going to play.
Also, feel free to call in.
Maybe. I think we want to do that on the off weeks. You know? We'll see how Poncho's feeling.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But we'll let the number go soon, for sure.
Yes.
Speaking of call-ins, we're going to play a record from a call-in. Do you remember Tony? Tony White?
Yeah.
Tony White, legendary Maryland artist who moved up to Boston, started tuning in.
Wait, did he call in during the Darius Haywood interview, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, word.
Tony's the man, dude. So Tony's on it, and he tunes in every week, and he sends us records, too. So he sent us this one yesterday. I haven't even listened to it, but off the strength, we're going to go with that, Life Goals. It's the new one from Tony White. And he's got a record coming out soon, Driver's Seat 2, first quarter 18, he says. So shout out to Tony. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back soon with Noel Poncho. There it is. Tia, come back. We miss you.
Ain't it right? Ain't it right? When all the negativity's left in the hindsight, I seek 5 mics. Classic, like them black and white pics. Biggie light in the spliff, rolling them dice. Yeah, U Street looking different, check out the condos. The U Street that I knew was seen with my eyes closed. Heading to this carryout I call Moose. Could probably sleep and he miss when I fall through. In this ride, I glide in the afternoon, surveilling my surroundings and playing the lost groove. Yeah. One mic, one pen, just like the artist Nas. When the pen's my sword, I draw the art of war. One time for those buying gold and ducking coppers. Stacking bread like aisle 3 inside of the shoppers. Pretty jumps on top, yeah, when your music popping. They love nursing the ill, they head doctors. Love nursing the ill, the head doctors. Turn up that boogie while riding, baby, I'm all about it. I'm staring out the window, the future isn't cloudy. All I know is I want like-minded people around me. If you ain't focused on winning, then I don't need you around me. Then I don't need you around me. If you ain't focused on winning, then I don't need you around me. Then I don't need you around me. Yeah. Hey, life goes. Insecure is in women, only see rainy days. Ain't no positive in them, that's why I stray away. The topic of discussion always someone else. Pointing out their flaws and not the ones themselves. Please get some cheese, why you gossiping? When you focusing on them, then you ain't poppin'. I'm a leader cause underachievers following. The name always in your mouth, it's like I'm trying to travel as I unravel my full potential. Yeah. And dodge every diversion that breaking this mental. Aaron McGruder using the lyric under pencil. I erase any character that ain't influential. You should do the same. Stay away from lames. They ain't good for health. Poison to the brain. Toxic to the air. Make it hard to breathe. Point them over there. Far the fuck away from me. Turn up that boogie while riding, baby. I'm all about it. I'm staring out the window. The future isn't cloudy. All I know is I want like-minded people around me. If you ain't focused on winning, then I don't need you around me. Then I don't need you around me. If you ain't focused on winning, then I don't need you around me. Look, then I don't need you around me. Yeah, hey, life goes.
Jingle chicken, yeah. Laying over in Charlotte on my way to the A. Ain't coming back without the millions, yeah. She texts back, be safe, boot up. But when does that ever made a difference, yeah? I guess it's just the fact that I'm different. Got us thinking I'ma change our lifestyle. Really got no patience when it all right now. And I said we, cause it's a squad, I'm in charge right now. You miss the old me, well I evolve right now. Dozed off, woke up thinking life's crazy. See her by booking that next flight, maybe. Possibly remember everybody who doubted me. Got too many too proud of me. Damn, girl, you hit the lottery.
Don't you wanna ride this high?
Don't you wanna ride this high
pack
now?
Pack your bags and I'll take all night.
Pay your bags, girl.
I'ma let it count it up. Baby, come and ride this high with me. Yeah, I'ma let it count it up. Say she wanna ride this high. Yeah. So I land in Atlanta, post up in Vine City, old hood on banana shell ball. Bro, nigga, drive a Honda, homeboy got a Phantom, bagging bitches at random, there you go. I ain't friend like the masses, I'ma get it how I live it. I'm just here to make it happen, I know. And nothing happened overnight, love is infinite. With you, you changed my life. Since we talking about it, I remember one night up in Follies. Scared to pull out my wallet, $20 on me, please don't tell nobody. Jealous probably, you ain't got no money in that Buick. Boy, where your Benz, where your Audi? Look, I'm sorry, maybe I don't fit up in this party. She ain't calling, dreams of balling, taking shots apart, my son riding. I ain't got it, ain't too much change from Burn City. 2 hours east of Raleigh, ask about
me.
Liver killer, but now I know he was fighting demons.
promise. It's all fair play as long as I'm keeping it honest. Plus my identity comes with a ton of commas. Had to learn how to say my name with pride. Made an oath that I would never let the culture die. Francisco Peguero, say my name right. Neto the Chino, lessons given under candlelight. Gave me the key to the family legacy. But the chapter in America all started with me. At a young age, became the leader of the tribe. No half-stepping when the game is do or die. Public school, going middle of the road. Student doing just enough to keep away from the ass-whooping. Ad-libbing classes underwear that it was all crooked. Standardized tests, only kid when the state was looking. Became real when college became a thing. Thinking to myself that maybe I done found a lane. Graduated with honors, I did it for my mama. Kept it positive and now I'm reaping all the karma. But still it was friend P in the hood. Dirty ghetto boy mixing the bad and the good. Backyard legends, OGs with a reverence. We were living with terror prior to 9/11. But ignorance is bliss, ain't it? Begins to change once your record is tainted. Hard to explain, but the feelings still remain. Love the Wheezy, my brother gave me the name, boy. Remember rapping over locks, instrumentals. In love with the culture, young rap supremo. House party freestyles, Matt saw the potential. I linked with the archetype, Birdo got the memo. Shout out to me primos. We were off and running, enter the mind was the first. Great skill set the table, killer bitch from Toast. Mutation from the evolution beat tape. Then came the emergence of Pancho the Great. Noel Pancho in fact. Pancho knows, just shows that it's deeper than rap. Take my position as a speaker of the people. Invisible citizens screaming out to be equal. Believer that no human being is illegal. Not politics, you're speaking truth so the real ones will believe you. I found purpose in my words, mixing Dominican teachings and the lessons from the curb. Not taking what they give me, I'm getting what I deserve. Perfecting my vision, blending until the image is blurred. And the only thing left is the good vibes. Make America great again, that's a good lie. I am the American dream. Educated son of immigrants, listening to Cream. I grew up on the crime side, Beantown time side. Let them know that Noel Pancho has arrived.
Pancho!
What's happening?
Woo woo!
I had to kick it off with that one, man. Not because it's on that record, not because it's off 24 and 24, but that's one of my favorite songs on the record. And
appreciate that.
It introduces you so well, dude. So,
I thought it was important, the way we structured that song, I thought it was important to like go through the different names, you know what I mean, that I have, but for any of us, you know, that our family has for us, and how your names just grow and change as you grow and change, you know?
Yeah, and as we all know, you're no longer Fran P.
That's right. That's right. Noel Pancho is now the name. The Stargazer Project was the first project we put out under that name, and that track right there was one of the first songs we released under that name, so.
Yeah, man. What made you switch it up? Yeah.
I think there's something powerful, like, all right, so, one, I just feel like this particular name is more fitting with where I want to take my music. Similar to Fran P, like, Noel Pancho was just my name switched around, you know, like, my middle name is Noel, my first name is Francisco, and Pancho is a nickname for Francisco. So, and it's also one of those things, like, Noel is my father's name, so it reminds me that no matter how far I go, you know, I'm still tied to something. And the funny thing about Pancho, I didn't even know that Pancho was a nickname for Francisco when I was younger until I met someone, a gentleman, I believe he was from Peru or Chile. And I introduced myself and he was like, oh, Pancho. And I was like, what? But I thought that's dope in the sense that, like, no matter how far I go, I'm still learning something new about myself.
Yeah.
You know? So.
As you have to.
Yeah.
Man, how many nicknames do you have? Have you ever stopped and counted?
Nah, because it depends on who I'm with. You know what I mean? Like, growing up in my neighborhood, people call me Frisco. The older folks will call me Frisco, and my homies will call me Fran P. That's where the name came from.
Yep.
My family calls me Noel. Like, almost no one in my family calls me Francisco. So it's Noel or Norlito, so it's one of those things. It's like, depending on the group, it's different.
That's why I like that record, because that happens to everyone, but I never stopped and thought about it before. And then I was like, ah.
And think about how weird it'll be if, like, if there's a family name for you.
I would love to hear every artist make that song, to be honest. Like, break it down for us. Like, who are you in all these different arenas?
And everyone, I think, has the ability to do that because depending on who you're with, they call you something different.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. It's kind of like you code switching with, like, your own people. You know what I'm saying? It's really cool because everybody kind of sees, like, different sides of you.
Exactly.
It's really dope.
Exactly.
Tay-Tay. So that record, man, I was listening to it. It's good, man. Talk about who is this David Scott cat, because I've never heard of him, and he did your whole album.
Scott David, formerly known as Thought Notes, he's a local producer, you know, from, like, I believe the JP area. He's done work.
I know Thought Notes.
Same dude.
Okay.
Yeah, same dude.
Okay. Everyone's changing their names.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a gorgeous thing.
It's like Pokemon evolutions, man. Like, everybody got to get a name change as soon as they, like, you know, develop some kind of crazy artistic, you know, comeuppance or epiphany.
But you know what's so wild is that, like we were saying, the person you are today wasn't the person you were yesterday, wasn't the person you were the day before. Like, at least one thing changed.
Yeah.
Or you learned something new, or you told yourself you're gonna forget something. Like, you're not the same person from day to day, right? You're this continued evolution. So, like, I think like it's kind of normal for folks to be like, you know what, I want to be called this.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
Nah.
I was gonna say another cool thing is, like, also the ability to, like, name oneself. To decide what you want to name yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
This power in that, because all the names we do have usually are given to you by someone else.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. You rarely get that opportunity to name yourself. That's what's
And then you rarely decide, like, what it means, right? Which is really dope. And, like, it's really dope that you did the name change. I was like, oh, snap. Like, we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you have the acronym yet? Every rapper has the acronym behind the name.
That'll be a pretty long acronym.
You gotta get it, man. We need Noel Poncho broken down.
Like, letter by letter, like, every letter has to be like some kind of Phyllis. No, I'm playing. We're playing. We're playing, dog. That'd be crazy.
That's,
I'd be like,
wow,
that'd be a long acronym, man. Like,
it's too much, bro.
That'd be dope if you could fit in. Did he just rap his name? So, Stargazers.
Yes.
Like, what is, if you could sum up the message that you wanted, so people haven't heard it yet,
mm-hmm.
and before they listen to it, what message is bottled up in this album here?
Love, love lost, and hope.
Okay.
That's really, like, the overall feel of it. And writing music.
Yeah.
I wanted to create something that folks can vibe to.
Do you feel like a stargazer? I feel like you're always looking towards, you always seem to see a future that not everyone around you.
In a sense, because that's where the hope part comes into play, right? It's stargazing, not only in the literal sense that your head's up staring at the stars, but to have hope is to keep your head up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a play on that.
Bars.
Yeah.
So that dropped real, that was like a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Real quiet. You're like sneaking it out there, man.
We dropped it on the winter solstice, on the longest night of the year, so people can stargaze.
Oh, man.
Sweet.
I'm gonna break that out next year on the solstice, you know? Make it a tradition. That's dope, man. Where did you watch the stars that night?
Where?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we live in the city, so there's light pollution, so it's tough.
True.
I didn't know if you had a field trip or something.
Well, the brightest stars I've ever seen, I was on a farm in Dominican Republic.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's, you know, there's no lights, and it was just gorgeous. That, and when I was on Block Island, I saw the Milky Way, and it was amazing.
That's awesome.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, Dominican, you get a whole different set of stars too,
mm-hmm.
right? That's cool, man.
The sky feels like it's so close.
I gotta get down there. All right, that's on the list. We're going to Brockton first.
Like, oh, yeah,
we've
true.
Been very clear that like Brockton is our next stop.
I love that it's like, we're going to Brockton, then we're hopping a flight.
Yeah. Well, we're speaking it into existence on the podcast, so someone's going to hear it and be like, yeah. So, speaking of which, you have a podcast too now. You've changed a lot since we last spoke to you on here.
Yeah, I've grown a lot.
You've grown a lot. You haven't changed. You've grown.
I haven't changed, man. I'm still
Seed
that kid
is the
from
same.
Castlegate Road and Blue Hill Ave, man. Yeah. I just grown a lot.
Exactly. So what's good with the podcast?
So we have a podcast called Spanglish or Spanglish Podcast. And it's just about like taking that name and like breaking it down. You know, Spanglish means you're not speaking English and you're not speaking Spanish. You're speaking a little bit of both and just speaking about our experiences around that. Around being a part of not only our parents' culture, but the American culture and then the culture in the middle that we're creating. So we speak to a lot of topics on that.
I thought that was dope. That, I listened to a few episodes. And I did like how you said it's about navigating two cultures, but then at the same time, you have to create a third on your own as well. And I thought that's a real dope way to frame it.
Thanks, man.
I like and listening to Lily talk about some of the music has made me realize, A, I need to listen to it, and B, I've been pronouncing everything wrong my entire life. I've been saying salsa.
Oh my gosh. Gotta say it with like a little more spice to it.
Oh man,
you know,
like, you could feel the rhythm in the words, and I was like, so
that's the beautiful thing about language, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how often do you speak Spanglish on like Spanglish? Is it like an everyday thing, or is it like for viewers' sake?
It's mostly in English.
Oh, the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not consciously trying to, like, oh, the whole episode I'm going to speak in Spanglish is just whatever's natural.
Yeah.
You know? There's definitely certain words that, like, you're more accustomed to saying in Spanish, so you just say them in Spanish. But there isn't this, like, oh, this is a Spanglish podcast, so I have to only speak in Spanglish. It's more about the themes are Spanglish, you know?
Yeah, and you guys had a good rapport. It seems like a real easy conversation. It was easy to get into, and like you're just in the room with you guys. And it's based all around. It started when you were doing your album A Day.
That's the funny thing, is that truly it stemmed from the album A Day project where I was listening to these albums and everyone's like, man, we wanna know what you think of these albums. So I was like, let me put a podcast together. But then I realized, like, man, I have this platform. I can do a little bit more than just speak about these albums. Like, I'm going to use this platform to speak about my experiences and the experiences of other folks that are just like me.
Now, you said at the time that you didn't have a favorite yet.
A favorite?
Album. When you recorded it, has anything popped out to you since then? Do you have a favorite album of the day so far?
The one that, like, it's tough to say favorite, you know, but like the one that stuck out to me and the one I played a lot is the Johnny Cash record.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of the themes on there, it was some hood themes on there. Folks don't realize
Johnny was a real one.
Yeah, seriously. There was some really hood themes. If like, I forget the name of the track, but when the one where he's talking about his friend that got out, you know, he's like, yo, go visit my family, tell them I'm good. Don't tell them that I'm never getting out, but let them know that I'm good and all that and that I got their pictures. So, yeah, that record in particular, I think, is an amazing record. And I didn't know what to expect going in because I didn't necessarily grow up listening to, like, country music.
Yeah, it's, is it... I don't know what. Send a Picture of Mother, right?
Yep.
That's the record.
Yep.
So have you? Because I can talk country music with you. Have you dove into any of the other country, or you just basically the Johnny?
Just the Johnny. I haven't really, to be honest, I haven't really dived any deeper into it.
I'm gonna send you some country albums. That'll be my contribution. Because the trick, it's Johnny Cash is what was called outlaw country. So it was him and Willie and other dudes like that who were basically rapping about or singing about their real lives versus, you know, the traditional cleaned up Nashville sound. So they were kind of pushed off, but they were just some hard living dudes. And if you follow that tree, There's a lot of good country out there.
One of my favorite songs before I even listen to that record is what is it? Is it Numb by Johnny Cash?
Hurt. Which is a Nine Inch Nails song.
Yep. That record to me is amazing, and it was like so perfect timing for where he was in his life for him to do that record.
Amazing cover. Like he made a totally new song too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, you gotta get up on your Johnny Cash, guys. Live from Folsom Prison. A lot of those, the prison albums are good. B.B. King has San Quentin. B.B. King live from San Quentin is amazing.
Gotta check that out.
It was so cool. I don't know if they still do that. We gotta find out if they still do that. But it used to be, you know, you could have someone come in and do a concert. And, you know, it's funny because you hear them like, shout out the warden for like letting you guys do that. And I was like, yeah, warden. Like, you know, it's weird hearing it. But I feel like the... for-profit prisons don't do that quite as much. Yeah. So, anyway, before we get into that, let's play a record, man. Everyone can follow you at L Noel Poncho.
And L-E-L. Yep, Noel Poncho. And that's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. That's on Instagram.
Nice.
And you can go to noelponcho.com.
Whew.
Bam.
Bam.
And get all whole website.
All of it.
Bada bing.
The Noel Poncho. And... host of the Spanglish podcast.
Yep.
Brand new album, Stargazers, out now. Shout out to Lily. She's going to come through with some flan.
Yes.
When
the flan queen,
so.
B.
We're just about food on this podcast, and we're going to talk about
every
that.
Every single time.
Poncho
every
inspired
single
it.
Time.
He was one of the dudes that inspired it. He gave me his rice recipe one night. I didn't realize I was cooking rice wrong my entire life. And he was telling me about, you got to season the water first. And I was what?
B, I didn't realize people were cooking rice wrong until I went to a friend's house and saw a rice cooker. Yeah. I was like, bro, that's blasphemy. What is that? You can't season the rice with that.
Sheesh. Man.
unless you can, if one of y'all out there can school me on how to season rice with a rice cooker.
That's just basic. It would just be basic stuff, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'll be the next podcast when Spanglish and LFOD collide. We'll do the...
We have literally talked about food for every single podcast.
Pretty much.
Thus far. Every single podcast.
Yeah.
Every single episode, we have talked about food at least one
Rappers
time.
Rappers are hungry, man. Musicians are hungry.
Like, all the time.
Everyone's moving around. Everyone's busy. Like, we need people to cook for us and feed us.
Food is delicious.
We need to be able to cook for ourselves because, you know...
Yes.
How can you not cook?
It's therapeutic.
This is why we need to start thinking about recipes, man.
Yeah, we're gonna have a pot. We're gonna finesse this. We'll talk off there.
Oh, facts.
We're gonna play. This record is called Love.
Yes.
This is the first one off Stargazers by Noel Poncho. You can get that over at L-E-L Noel Poncho on SoundCloud. Type in Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, noelponcho.com. We'll be back after this with more from him. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Digging deeper than the surface of the earth, unmask every feeling that exists like an ocean to a fish. These rhythms give me bliss. Living is an honor, music is a gift. I'm forever humbled by the spirits that I lift. Every chance I seen disappear into the fog, just to reappear whenever I was lost. The simple views of an urban child, not only asking why, but also how. All in the attempt to be a better man, I overcome more with the more that I understand. Transferring energy as if we were holding hands, and take them all back to where it all began. The moment I understood that I had a gift, without instructions how to properly unravel it. How dare I complain about a blessing on boy band, but we still focus in one direction. Head to the sky, love, here for the ride, love. On my mind, love. I hope to teach the youngest to do as I does. Head to the sky, love. Here for the ride, love. Dreams on my mind, love. I hope to teach the youngest to do as I does. Love. Every ending is a new beginning. Without misery, we focus on the thought of winning. But they both love company. Build around one, and I deal with the other when it comes to me. Of course, my soul craves nourishment. I fiend for the orchestrated elegance. In my mind, everything has relevance. To be fair, even pain seems heaven sent. Reminds me of the beautiful feeling of joy. Sought after like the beautiful Helena Troy. Sacrifices needed to achieve it. I use my poetry as an elixir for the believers.
to the sky, love. Here for the ride, love. Dreams on my mind, love. I hope to tease the youngest to do as I does. Head to the sky, love. Here for the ride, love.
Love.
Yeah.
Man, I just feel like I'm in a better place now.
Yes.
The greatest four-letter word in the English dictionary.
It's a beautiful thing and a powerful thing.
Is it the greatest four-letter word?
Yes.
Most powerful, for sure.
It's the greatest four-letter word.
Yeah, okay.
Because, one, it's the most balanced. And two, like, you never, it's also the most, what's the word I'm looking for? It's also the most,
He has a message he's trying to deliver, and we hijacked it.
I know.
You gotta think of this word.
I'm trying to give us a word. I'm trying to give us a word, but I can't think of
all
it right
now. All right, back
to Poncho. Yeah, it's back to Poncho.
Man, the beautiful thing about that record, man, I wanted to do a record where my homies just chanted love. So the people on that record chanting love is Still Gold. So that's Mo, that's Ark, that's Chris, that's Ja, that's Cliff. Cliff Notes is in there. I think my man Alex Allison is in there.
Cliff Notes?
You got Alex on a record.
Yeah, that I believe so.
Difficult.
I think he's in there. Record. Yeah. I just wanted, like I said, I wanted a record where all my homies screamed love, because I think that's a powerful thing. We need more of it and to spread more of it, you know?
It's beautiful.
So... yeah.
So you got them in and they actually did it.
Yeah.
That's cool for you to hear too. Yeah. Because every time.
And I want to perform it and just have people scream love, bro.
That's
like,
dope.
You know
that's
what dope. I mean? Like, screaming from the top of your lungs.
You got any shows coming up?
I don't got anything lined up right now, but we're definitely working to try to get some stuff lined up now that the project's out. So.
I want to shout love in a room full of people.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Crowd reaction.
So people end up hugging people they don't know, bro.
Planning on having people just
take
like
take them
you
to
know,
church real quick, son.
Plan on having people just like, you know, shouting out, just being like, hey, can you like hug the next person like next to you or whatever?
Nah, I feel like if you set the tone, man, sometimes it gets to a point where like folks are just vibing with each other and they're sharing that energy. You ain't got to tell them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So is that the purpose of this song? Like, were you just setting the tone?
Exactly. Setting the tone. I want, like, there was an underlying tone of, like, me wanting people to scream love.
Mm-hmm.
But if the room gets to a point where, like, people all tune into that same energy and are fucking, excuse me, are loving each
other.
The
other four-letter word.
are... you know, showing love to each other to that point, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Of course, man.
Absolutely, man. And that's the first record, second record on the album, too. So it sets the tone for the whole project.
Exactly.
Really. So it's kind of, you always have a similar message across your projects, but this one feels lighter. You know, there's no hypertension thrown in there.
No.
Did you do that on purpose? Is this just how you were feeling at the time, or
this project in particular? I wanted it to have one feeling. I wanted it to be writer music. I wanted it that you put it on and you just zone out. And since it was all produced by one person, we were able to accomplish that and get it to that place. So Word.
You had that. I don't want to fly on the radar though. That Teddy Roxpin track was pretty dope.
Yeah,
too.
Man.
That kind of, you snuck
shout
that one out
Teddy.
There too.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I had been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was supposed to be like, I think it was supposed to be for something for A3C. Didn't happen. So I just had it. I asked Teddy, "Yo, you cool if I put this out?" He was like, "Yeah, do it out there."
Yeah, it's a nice little Lucy.
Yeah.
So
there'll be more of that this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a new strategy from you.
Just want to put music out, man.
That's
you know,
what's up.
Just want to put music out and create. That's what I want to truly do. Not only through music, through the podcast, and many other things. So,
yeah, you have. We can't even talk about a lot of your ideas on the air, but just know that Poncho has some things
yeah,
coming.
Man.
Poncho knows.
I will wander in, like, and see him randomly, and he'll just drop these just cratering ideas on my head. Like, it's wild. Poncho,
just have them on Facebook.
Another thing, just have Poncho on Facebook, like specifically, man drops jewels. All
shout out to the Facebook that, Live man. Rocking right yeah, now. We got people tuned in.
And I appreciate everyone that convinces me that I'm not crazy, because sometimes I'll drop something and people be like, what? Bro, you should do that. And then I'm like, you know what? I should do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how the album listening happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I signed up for Apple Music and it blew my mind. I'm like, I have access to so much music. This is, as someone who loves music, that's like a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's what I posted on Facebook. And then I was like, what if I listen to an album one a day and people just started sending me albums, to the point I had to make a form so people could formally submit the album.
How did that go?
It actually worked out well once I had the form together.
Okay.
Because they put it right into a grid. So
send that to us so we can, is it too late? Can we get involved?
I had to start it back up. I actually posted yesterday if I should start it back up.
I think so. So you did all 365?
Nah, man. Nah. I have to be honest. It became a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it became like another thing I had to do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know? I think I bit off way more than I can chew trying to do one album.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I do like an album a week or an album to give myself a little bit more space. Because the worst thing is like you listen to an album that you're really not vibing with.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to listen to the whole thing because I said I'm going to listen to an album a day.
The whole thing that you said that stood out to me is you were listening to the records to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to analyze them. And as a musician, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting here because that is, I struggle with that live. Like, I can't go to live shows and not be picking apart. Like, I don't want to. I'm getting into it, but I'm still trying to figure out what the drummer's doing, what he's doing, or if he's rapping, or like how this is going. And like, would I do that? Would I do that? And that's dope that you can flip that switch. Were you able to do that the whole time, or did you find yourself, you know, becoming a critic?
Luckily, a lot of the stuff that people submitted and a lot of the stuff I selected, for the most part, was the best of the best from certain genres.
Yeah.
So I was listening to stuff just to enjoy it. I was able to do that, right? Where it's just like appreciating how good something is and making different connections that are not analytical from the sense of like from a musician standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about with the Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Like finding the parallels to some of the themes that are in hip hop, but not necessarily being like, is this good or is this bad?
Yeah.
Because most of the stuff was the cream of the crop.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you can't really say whether it's good or bad. That's like saying, I like the color yellow, you like the color blue, you're wrong.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
It's a color. That's what's up, man. I wanted to. So you did the album a day.
Mm hmm.
Do you have a genre that kind of popped out to you and became your go-to genre that you found yourself sort of living in more?
I just end up right back in like soul music. I love soul music. Like old school R&B, not old school R&B the 90s, like R&B like the 60s.
Okay.
Stuff from like the 60s or 70s. I don't know. I just feel like folks were really singing to move souls in that way, you know? So I always find myself back there.
You feel like it still exists today, like in 2018?
I think so. But it's just, it's more pocketed. And I feel like the artists back then, there was this vibe of like creating, how can I put it? Creating music for more than just the fact that you can create music.
Mm.
You know, not saying that there aren't artists today that don't do that, but I just feel like you can feel a lot of the old records.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is, you know, like people felt more emotionally connected to soul music back then as opposed to now, because it was more pressure, I would say. Like, is that what you mean?
I don't think it was necessarily more pressure. I just think a lot of the and this is true today for some artists today, a lot of the old school R&B artists, and this is something I learned when I was speaking to a history professor over at Suffolk University when I was over there. He said, you know, those artists from back in the day, they came from the church, right? So they were singing to literally to lift souls before they became independent artists. So mm-hmm. when you take someone that comes from that and put them into like the record industry as far as a recording artist, and they're still bringing that energy, but now it's to different topics, it's I don't know, it moves you even more because they're singing for more than just the sake of singing.
Yeah,
it's to really move souls.
They're not trying to be the best soul singer. They're trying to get you to heaven. Some of those guys were trying to just get let back in the house.
No, like, but what I'm saying is they weren't creating gospel music.
No, but they were bringing that energy.
That energy. When you talk about Otis Redding and those dudes like that,
sheesh,
and Aretha Franklin. You know what I mean? As far as like the energy in the sense of the power that was behind their music, the feeling it would give you. Yeah. Not saying that it was gospel music or religious or anything, but
you know, it's crazy. It kind of reminds me of The Get Down. You watched that show, right?
Yeah.
So you know Marlene, like she came from the church and then she gets a record deal and then it's all crazy because like, and it actually makes sense, you know, because like when people like have that kind of voice and when people actually sing, it's like they're doing it because they're trying to bring something out of people. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be happiness or despair, you know what I'm saying? So,
and I think if any artist is able to really take that energy on as far as like, yo, this is bigger than me.
Yeah,
you're gonna create music that's gonna give people chills, that is gonna move people, like you said.
Some of our favorite artists come through here. Similar thing, they have a big, big mission, big vision.
Yeah,
I mean, you got everyone chanting love, man. I'm excited to go see you live, man. Love, we're gonna play another record, man. We got some Facebook comments too. Leon Bridges, you listen to him ever?
He's good. Leon Bridges is really good. He's definitely a throwback to that vibe, that 60s vibe.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Absolutely. While we're talking Facebook too, Poncho Knows. Hashtag Poncho Knows.
Yes. Hashtag that.
Everywhere. We're going to talk. Yeah, that's limitless where the gems
ideas,
are.
Limitless motivation, limitless inspiration, and possibly, I think, I remember seeing one of your statuses, and I swear it was like a recipe or something. It was like a tip for like cooking something, though.
Really?
I don't know, but I remember seeing this. It's a tip for cooking something. I forgot what it was, but you mentioned like cooking something. You was like, you got to season it with this instead of that, and this is going to taste mad good. Blah, 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 blah. And it says Poncho Knows, and I was like, yep, this is the best status that I've read all day, yo. Yeah. For real. And that's why I still remember it.
Poncho Knows.
Because I'm just like, yo, in my monsoon of, you know, memes and, you know, really bad advice to young people when it comes to love. In the monsoon of just like negative, well, I used to have a lot of negative people on my Facebook, so don't blame me for this.
Unfollow, but, man. Best.
Oh no,
thing
of course, the best button in the world. But then I see his status, and it's talking about recipes, and I'm just like, see, this is why I exist. This is why we should. This is why we all know Poncho. Poncho, okay? Because even when things are looking bleak, it's just like, yep, this is a food recipe. So this is why
he leads the way, man. He's leading. Away.
But yeah, definitely hashtag Poncho Knows. You're gonna see a lot of cool stuff over there, for real, for real.
And just a disclaimer, like a lot of that stuff is not premeditated, so I don't want people to think that I'm sitting at my house with like a spreadsheet of status updates, being like, I'm gonna post this. Nah, man. Like usually, however I feel at that moment, I just set.
The ill thing is Do you consider yourself a lifelong learner? You seem like you're just on a quest for knowledge.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you accumulate because you do put stuff out and you might not know everything about it, but people chime in and it just gets you more knowledge. And then next time you post about it, Poncho really knows.
That's community, man. Yeah. That's the beauty of community.
Yeah.
You know, and we have these platforms that we can build community, and if we use it as community building, we could do some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're doing and we're going to do cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no coulds. It's happening.
Either do or do not.
We're going to play, new start. This is not a pop culture podcast.
we got to get the songs up,
Tattooed
man.
Tattooed Garden. Yeah. Do you want to lead into this or do you want to talk about it when it's done?
So Tattoo Guard, I'll just give a line. Like, it's this idea of self, like self-doubt, you know, and looking, being realistic about your situation.
Tattooed Garden off Stargazers. Noel Poncho, produced entirely by Scott David. It's out now. We'll be back after this. Live Free or Die.
Yo, this is Noel Poncho, and I'm live on LFOD Radio.
Yes. What's happening, man? You had the, like, right. 5-second advance notice on that. That was good. That was good.
Try to be professional.
Yeah, you are, man. It's hard to ignore when your homie's becoming data.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That was one of the bars that popped out of me on that.
It's just talking about, you know, especially where I grew up, just, you know how they say, you, a lot of folks become, either they go to jail or they're dead. And it's talking to that. Like, you try to move on and not think about it, but how can you not think about it when it's your friends that are becoming these numbers? You know? And to touch on another line in there, you know, I think, I forgot what I was listening to, but someone had talked about, like, you know, so often when we talk about the Lion King, folks always see themselves as Simba, when in reality, we are Scar.
Mm.
You know? Because we weren't born with no kingdom given to us. You know what I mean? Nothing was promised to us. We were the cat living in the elephant graveyard, hoping that we get a bite. Hoping that we become, like, we can get something, you know? So it's like I said, that self-doubt and that realization of who I really am, right? I feel like the only way to move forward is to be real with yourself about your own situation. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You're more than Scar. Don't sell yourself.
Nah, but like, I mean, like, in the sense of like how Scar gets painted, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you really aren't given anything.
You ain't given anything. And then they tell you be humble.
They do.
They're like, why you acting up, man? You should be grateful. Like, why? You know?
So that segues into this before we get out of here. With all that in mind, what does live free or die mean to you?
I feel like continuously living the best, to become the best you that you can become. You know, striving to better yourself every single day.
Which you do daily.
I try, man. I try.
How? I feel like every question I ask you is just way too long for the time we have, because you have like well thought out points of view on all this. How much? Because I feel like you're doing pretty well right now. How much perseverance did it take you to get to where you are today and to be like happy with, you know, satisfied with how things are going?
When we talk about perseverance, are we talking about me as the, like, the person, or just the music, or
as a person?
You know, looking back a lot, you know, there are moments where I sit down and I ask myself, how did I get here? You know, just because of, if I'm realistic with myself of where I came from, you know? So I think a lot, and I just don't take anything for granted. Don't take the ability to tell my story for granted, to control my narrative, because a lot of brothers and sisters out there from the places that I grew up, don't have the opportunity to control their own narrative. Someone else is telling their story for them or deciding what they're going to be.
Hmm. Man, that's it. That's it right there.
So. That's the thing. That's the thing. Don't worry about me. I'm just saying that's the thing. That's it right there. You just said it. Like, that's the thing. You heard it. It's that thing, you know?
You got any closing remarks for Mr. Poncho?
Oh, yeah. Just follow him on all social media.
Appreciate it. Really, really
always
appreciate it.
Follow Poncho. Okay?
Appreciate it.
This man at what?
At EL.
EL. Yeah. EL. N-O-E-L. Noel Poncho.
Bada bing. Also, great to have you on air, man. For real.
Thank you. And to everyone listening, and to anyone who does end up following, let's create dialogue. Let's create community. Like, let's create dialogue. As an artist, that's what I want more than anything. Be able to create this type of dialogue, not only with folks on the radio, but with folks just living, you know?
Yeah. And we're with that, too. So, at LFOD Radio everywhere. Live Free OD Radio on Twitter. We love it. I was telling someone the other day, usually we have like a lot of lurkers. Like, there's a lot of people who watch us, and then I'll get text, or they'll tell me later, or I'll see them somewhere, and they'll be like, yeah, I listen every week. It's great, da da da. And it's like, but we don't know if you're not interacting. At least, you know, click the like, leave a comment. You know, we definitely want to be social.
Your voice
is
valued, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Your voice is valued.
It really is.
Even if it's the smallest thing, put it out there. Like,
yeah,
your voice is worth something.
Yeah, it really is. Everyone's voice is unique and valued, you know.
Definitely.
For sure. And scream it.
Yes.
You know, scream it. Well, you don't have to scream if you don't want to, but
however you decide, but tell your story.
Yeah.
However you
have
decide.
To.
Let that voice be heard.
Yeah, because no one can tell your story for you. They really can't.
And if they do, you won't like the way they tell it.
No, you won't.
Sheesh.
No, you won't. You don't want, if you, never mind. Tayshaun, never mind. I feel like you've been unusually focused today, Tayshaun.
Oh yeah, of course.
What's going on?
What's going on with me? I am literally just in focus mode.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some things that I was telling you off screen, but that's pretty much been on my mind the entire day. Like, the entire day.
Okay.
Usually I'm always like the distraction as Sam would like to say. I'm always the one that like provides like all the crazy, you know, loud discussions. But yeah. I've been focused on basically what we've been talking about a lot today, telling our stories and kind of basking in love and